And welcome back to Out of the Woods. Sorry for all the technical difficulties we had during the Guy Davis interview and performance. We had some miscommunications with the venue, and then I had some microphone issues as well, as you could hear there. But we seem to have salvaged most of it. I had to take some of the audio from the videos that I shot, so that worked out okay, I guess. But yeah. We didn't get a chance to thank all you folks tuning out there, wherever you might be in the world. So we're going to do that for you right now. We've got folks tuned in to CJMP in Powell River, British Columbia, KCHW in Chewela, Washington, KONR in Anchorage, Alaska, KGIG in Modesto, California, KVRZ in Libby, Montana, KXCR in Florence, Oregon, WMNB in North Adams, Massachusetts, WRAQ in Angelica, New York, WSCS in New London, New Hampshire, WYAP in Clay, West Virginia, WXHR in Hillman, Michigan, Neopa Community Radio in Canton, Ohio, and our online friends, Boston Free Radio, Bumps Radio, The Global Voice, Homelands Radio, Radio Tucker, Shout Radio, and Sword Radio. Yeah, good stuff. All right, well, we got a little bit of a baseball themed set here coming up for you. I got to get this one ready because I was asleep at the wheel here for a second or two, but we got it all ready to go for you now. We got to start this set off with a little bit of bluegrass music, but that's not where we're going with this set. Going to kick it off with a track from Jimmy Martin and the Sunny Mountain Boys here for you now. This one's called Home Run Man on Out of the Woods.
Sitting on the sideline in your crazy game of love, and the curves that you've thrown me just won't fit my glove. You're a big league pitcher when you take your stand, but there's one thing you don't know, honey, I'm a home run man.
Two strikes against me before I even start.
Crazy game of love, I'm the home run man.
Two strikes against me before I even start. I swung twice, but I missed. I'm going to win your heart. You're doing all the pitching, and the game's in your hand. I'm going to make a home run clear the fences if I can.
St. Clair's Hospital, but I say you were born up in the sky. You come floating down over New Orleans to the sweet green levee on the riverside, and your voice shined like your Sunday shoes. No, mama always said we had nothing to lose, so we danced on the street corner. Oh, Caroline. Southern town, hand in hand, you're around my Caroline, you do just fine. maybe Sarah, my wife. Till we got traded away to the Red Clay League somewhere along the Georgia line. You be the pitcher and the catcher too. I'm the home run king for his muscles grew. Gonna knock the cover off this time. Southern town, hand in hand, your arm round mine, Caroline, you do just fine. You've been up all night crying. I used to wonder if we really run away or they discover what we were hiding. Oh, but there ain't no way we can be so free as we were back in 83. So what's the use in even trying? Say you do just fine, you do just fine, oh Caroline.
Cheeks, Johnson to cheer, a utility player for his whole career. He ate sunflower seeds and he chewed bubble gum, and he always made sure to save the other guys some. He put his uniform on every day, sat in the dugout and shouted hooray. He would sign autographs after the game. Nobody ever had heard of the name. +52 consecutive games, all the bubbles he blew. Not one single inning did he ever play. He worked hard to keep himself out of the way. World Series, and he got his ring. He got sprayed with champagne, it was the craziest thing. He got to ride in the next day's parade. A full share of the World Series pot he was paid. Now, in case you might wonder, and most people would, they kept him around because he was good. He'd always move over with excellent form. The spot that he vacated always was warm. Spinachicks one time was sent out on deck. A streak on the line, his nerves were a wreck. The batter ahead of him made the last out. Way to go, Spinachicks, nobody shouted. Johnson was always prepared, quick to react if trouble should flare. He was always willing to take one for the team, from a secret stash of hemorrhoid cream. But Splinter Cheeks Johnson's body wore out. It was sad to see, but there was no doubt about it. He'd start to lose steam by the top of the fifth. His eyelids got heavy and his posture would drift. Splinter Cheeks Johnson was taking a nap. He covered his eyes with the bill of his cap. Murderous foul ball bounced off his head. They carried him out. Splinter Cheeks, he was dead. Splinter Cheeks Johnson baseball card set. A nickel is probably the most he could get. He had no statistics to put on the backs, not even any interesting facts. Cheeks Johnson to cheer a utility player for his whole career. He ate sunflower seeds and he chewed bubble gum, and he made sure to save all the other guys some.
Baseball. playing for the home team.
John Calvin Abney wrapping up this set. From his CD, Far Cries and Close Calls. That was called Opportunity. Some baseball references in there. I didn't say the songs were actually about baseball. Some of them were, such as the single you heard just before that, new from Jeff Cree, one called Baseball Dream. Chuck Brodsky, he's always good for a baseball tune, right? We had Splinter Cheeks Johnson from his CD, Telltale Heart. From Old Crow Medicine Show, from their Best Of CD, which came out recently, we had Caroline, and we started off there, Jimmy Martin and the Sunny Mountain Boys and Home Run Man. All right, well, we have to take another quick break, folks. We will be right back after this.